The Forest Service has begun holding public hearings on a plan that would expand ATV access in some parts of the Nicolet National Forest and restrict it in the Shawamigan. The two forests now managed as one cover 1.5 million acres and parts of 11 counties. Forest planner Sally Samuelson says the goal is to add 25 miles of trails in the Nicolet, where there are only a few now, and to enforce new rules in the Shawamigan to keep four-wheelers on the trails.
The big change for those on the Shawamigan who are used to going off-trail where they wish to, and also for others on the Nicolet who are in favor of the more of a non-motorized setting.
Randy Harden of the Wisconsin ATV Association says the riders he represents are ready to stay on the trails, but he says more trails are needed. Last year's almost snowless winter hurt tourist businesses that depend on snowmobilers, and Harden says the tourist dollars would flow north again if ATV riders had more places to ride.
Lack of snow has really driven the demand for tourism dollars coming from the ATV side. 1.5 million acres of the National Forest, and you're talking 35 miles of new trail, it's just not enough for the demand of what we're trying to do.
But Jim Wise of the group Environmentally Concerned Citizens of Lakeland Areas says ATVs have caused lots of damage in natural areas. He'd like to see fewer trails.
If they can prove through responsible trail riding programs they can stay on the trails, then we consider expanding trails. But at this time, there doesn't need to be additional trails in the Shawamigan Forest. We need less trails, and we need very limited access by ATVs until we get a handle on the situation.
The Forest Service plan also includes changes in timber harvest regulations and new approaches to managing biodiversity in old growth areas of the forest. Information on the plan is available at the Forest Service website. The next hearing is scheduled for next Tuesday in Ashland. Kiel Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.